correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that you've had this conversation at least a dozen times in your life.
Hey!
Hey!
How are you?
Good! I'm so busy, but like, good.
Me too. Honestly, so busy. But it's been really incredible. We should get together sometime. Honestly, I think we've become addicted to being busy and talking about being busy. It's tearing us apart spiritually, relationally, and physically. As promised, today we're talking about hurry sickness. What is it? How does it impact us? Welcome to Hurry Up and Rest, the podcast where we stop, take a breath, sip our tea or comfort beverage of choice, and uncover rest for our weary souls. The kind of rest that comes from living a slow and intentional life rooted in communion with Christ. Hi, I'm Claire, your host, and I'm really happy you're here. The Chicago Psych Services defines hurry sickness as a condition characterized by feelings of being overwhelmed by everyday tasks due to having too much on one's plate at any given moment in time. It was coined back in the 1950s by two medical professionals who noticed certain personality traits associated with heart disease risk factors among their patients. But what does this mean for us now? How can we identify hurry sickness? John Mark Comer, in his book The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, outlines a list of potential symptoms of hurry sickness, 10 to be exact. 1. Irritability. You get mad, frustrated, or just annoyed way too easily. 2. Hypersensitivity. All it takes is a minor comment to hurt your feelings, a grumpy email to set you off, or a little turn of events to throw you into emotional funk and ruin your day. 3. Restlessness. When you actually do try to slow down and rest, you can't relax. You have quiet time with God but can't focus your mind. You go to bed early but toss and turn with anxiety. 4. Workaholism. 5. Emotional numbness. 6. Out of order priorities. You feel disconnected from your identity and calling. You're always getting sucked into the tyranny of the urgent, not the important. You're busier than ever before, yet still feel like you don't have time for what really matters to you. 7. Lack of care for your body. 8. Escapist behaviors. When we're too tired to do what's actually life-giving for our souls, we each turn to our distraction of choice, and we find ourselves stuck in the negative feedback loop of socially acceptable addictions. 9. Slippage of spiritual disciplines. Quiet time in the morning, scripture, prayer, Sabbath, worship on Sunday, or even just a meal with community. 10. Isolation. You feel disconnected from God, others, and your own soul. If you related to one, a couple, or even all of these symptoms, if you're feeling a little bit like you've just been slapped across the face, it's okay. I understand, and I felt the same way when I heard these. John Mark Comer has a way of being brutally honest and straight to the point. So, what is the problem of hurry? It is excessive busyness that cuts us off from God, others, and honestly, our own souls. But what do we do? Well, John Mark Comer states that the solution to an overbusy life is not more time. It is to slow down, simplify our lives around what really matters. Maybe that means taking some things off of our plates, or arranging our days so that our minds are centered around Christ. We'll explore more applications in the weeks to come, but for now, here's your daily dose. How can we prioritize micro rests into our day? One way we can do this is by being okay in waiting spaces. Oftentimes, when we're waiting in line or waiting for the doctor's appointment or waiting to get into a meeting, we'll pull out our phones and distract ourselves. But instead of doing this, I encourage you to take that time to sit with yourself and sit with the Lord. This has been Hurry Up and Rest, your invitation to slow down and rest in Christ. Join us next time as we take a break from our regular rhythm and spend some recharge time with my favorite childhood book, Anne of Green Gables.